very concerning for an awful lot of young people out there who have, you know, a tradition we have in Ireland for so many youngsters go to the United States or to Canada on J1s for their last year in their second last or last year in college. They often head off and do a summer there working in a restaurant or a cafe or maybe in tourism industry or whatever. And it's something that has happened for, I suppose, decades now. And it's very disappointing that there was a break put on in the first place. Now, the new, I suppose, administration in America is very strict in regard to immigration and all of that, and it seems that they are now have shifted that to a stage where they're actually looking at what people's views are on various issues, and they want them to make their social media profiles public so that they can examine what a person thinks or what they're commenting on or what they're saying or what they're sharing in regard to either political or social matters around the world. I think it's very, very concerning. It certainly flies in the face of something that they have advocated an awful lot, which is free speech. And we hear the American administration talk an awful lot about free speech, but it seems to be that it's only free speech if it concurs with their worldview. And I think it's very concerning and very worrying. We shouldn't have a situation where people would be, you know, micro-examined in that manner. And certainly youngsters, teenagers going off to the States for a summer, you know, should not be put under that kind of microscope. And it's I think, you know, very difficult. And I understand that an awful lot of youngsters are now reconsidering whether they want to go at all or not under those circumstances, because it indicates, you know, a very strict and harsh regime. And people are saying, well, do I really want to be there in the first place? And, you know, lots of us have travelled to these states and have got on very well. And, you know, it's a wonderful place in many ways. But this, I think, departure is something very worrying for all kinds of reasons, but particularly for those who would be denied that opportunity that many others have had in the past.
And Deputy, is it also something as well, a bit of a mixed message in the sense that we're in a current age where we're continually promoting the importance of data privacy and to really kind of just be careful when you're on the internet. And yeah, it feels like this message somewhat flies in the face of that when we're saying that, well, no, if you're going to go to America, you need to make it all public, that it needs to be seen and it needs to be known in that sense.
Yeah, well, of course, it's about access to the data and to the information. That's what the authorities in America are looking for. But it does fly in the face of that, you know, very real, I suppose, advice that's there from everyone from a personal security point of view, that you don't make your stuff too public, that you try and, you know, have a private element to it that isn't out there, that can be hacked or any of that sort of stuff. So, you know, it does fly in the face of all of that as well.